Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
During the week of Christmas, which is this week right here in December, we're helping give away five vehicles from the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance.
And last week, Janet thought she was going to her final interview as a finalist to win one of these cars. But what Janet didn't know is that she was already a winner. And this is how it went down.
Well, hi, Janet. I don't know if you know who we are, but we're Amber and Tanner in the Morning. We do a morning show on Froggy 92.9. We're doing some of the final interviews here for the whole Reclaim 2020 promotion. And if you don't know, we're giving away five cars thanks to the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance.
Now, we read your letter and we were so inspired by your story and everything that you've been through. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been through recently?
Starting in April, my car was stolen out of the parking lot, trying to get rides and stuff.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor and stuff. Since the COVID and the shutdown, a lot of people, you know, don't want people in their car. They might do a little shopping for you. Missed my granddaughter's wedding. That was the bad thing.
So you have people that you need and want to see, as well as you mentioned all these doctor's appointments that you unfortunately have to go to. So having some reliable transportation is something that's important to you, right?
Yes, very much so.
And what would having a reliable vehicle mean to you?
Well, it means I could help other people that are in the same spot. And I do know quite a few people in the building, and helping them. You know, since I've been in this situation, I've realized how much other people need help.
Yeah.
Not just me.
These sound like these are things that are necessities, things that would help you live your life a little better. Terry and Carlin, I think you guys have something that you'd like to say as well.
You were kind of brought here under false pretenses.
And how is that?
This is not just an interview. We are giving you a car.
Oh, thank you.
So you
know, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you all.
Janet, how does it feel? Did you expect this today?
No, I expected the interview, final interview.
So excited for you. We know what the car is, but I know that you'll be really excited to see exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving you a Ford Focus, full coverage insurance, and we'll also give you $100 in a gas card.
How nice. You know, I had always heard that you guys were great.
So thanks to the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance, Janet is now the proud owner of a 2014 Ford Focus.
The Crozaw Family Foundation motto is, we want to give cars to people with extenuating circumstances where something unexpected, unforeseen, and unavoidable has happened. A tragedy or health issue, not a lack of responsibility or ability to run their lives on their own accord. We offer refurbished cars to those who have hit a pothole in the road of life.
It's amazing, and it's a credible organization. And if you want to read more information about it, head to CrozawFamilyFoundation.org.
Headline in a haystack, Tannery's headlines. Amber tells us which one is a lie, because it's headline in a haystack.
All right, Amber, let's see if you can identify what the headline in a haystack is today.
Okay.
Here's headline number one. Real-life Grinch steals masks from civilians. Here's headline number two.
Rude.
Why Dippin' Dots might have a place in the COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan. Here's your final headline. Amarillo becomes mayor of Texantown.
Amarillo, sky. No, it's the Dippin' Dots headline.
That is correct. That is the headline in a haystack. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I saw it a couple of days ago.
Rats.
Sorry.
Well,
I'll
I
stop
can't
reading. Wait, I'll stop reading the news.
Yeah, just because headline in a haystack, not allowed to read the news
well,
at all.
Well, tell us about what's going on with Dippin' Dots and the vaccine.
Well, the new Pfizer vaccine, it needs to be stored at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. And sure. Pfizer has apparently relied on Dippin' Dots refrigeration units that maintain negative 122 degrees Fahrenheit to help distribute the vaccine across the country.
I love Dippin' Dots. I mean, not necessarily for this, but kind of for this, but also I just love Dippin' Dots.
So when you're getting your vaccine, when normal folk are allowed to, if you see Dippin' Dots around, it's not for food. It's to actually store your stuff.
Headline in a haystack.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I am getting married, not to Tanner. For those who are asking.
There are people who are asking if we were getting married.
Well, I met someone over the weekend who thought you and I were a couple.
No.
And I was confused.
We're more like siblings.
She said we bicker like. I was like, oh, man. So that being said, my future mother-in-law texted me over the weekend and she said, have you guys thought about getting engagement pictures? I was like, what?
Oh,
no.
Dang, I forgot people do that.
People do that. But the thing is, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're shut down here in Sonoma County. So this would probably have to be eventually, which is what everything is right now. A lot of things are put on hold, but it's okay to start thinking about it, right?
I think so, too. And I think if you know someone personally, you can probably just go ahead and do it. Like, I know we have our friend CT who listens to the show. He has, like, his own digital company.
Oh, cool.
That might be that's my recommendation.
Okay. So we're looking for photographers for engagement pictures here in Sonoma County. We asked you this on Facebook.com/Froggy929. We got some pretty good suggestions.
Arlene from Santa Rosa said Will Bacoy. Oh, we love Will.
Yeah, he takes pictures of Country Summer.
Yeah.
Great guy. Elizabeth Roner Park says Holly D. Photography.
And Ronnie from Sonoma said Stacy Carter.
These are all great suggestions. We had someone call in named Annie. She suggested her brother, James. She said he's local to Sonoma County, specifically Roner Park. And she was talking about how he and his wife are a team
That's
of photographers,
cool.
Which I think would be cool. You get one angle, you get another angle.
It's like double dating, but for like engagement photos. I totally, honest to God, I forgot people did engagement photos. So is that something you want to do soon?
Well, I don't know about soon. I think eventually I kind of want to see how this whole pandemic plays out, which is, I know, asking a lot. But I would still love some suggestions for photographers.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What was the best Christmas gift you have ever received? Lauren Elena recently talked about hers.
My favorite Christmas gift I've ever been given. Gosh, that's so hard to pick. But when my mom and dad had their names on the front of their Bibles, and I was so jealous of that when I was a kid, and so I begged my mom to get me a Bible that had my name on it, and she actually got this Bible that you design the whole thing yourself, and she designed this Bible for me, and it had my name on it, and I still have it, and it's one of my favorite gifts I've ever been given.
That's cool.
Oh.
Especially since I know we're kind of in our feels this morning.
That's really sweet.
That's such a great present.
I wish I had something like that.
Yeah.
I hope that maybe someday something like that will be passed down to me or something that is like of significance. But I think that my favorite Christmas gift that I've ever received is this ticket booklet that my fiance got me.
Yeah.
I love
this thing. I know what you're
talking about. I know. I've been collecting tickets, concert tickets, since I was like 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I just had them all in like a Ziploc bag. And he was like, no.
What I think is so cool about that one specifically is I was over at your house not that long ago, and you were flipping through the book, and you were like, oh, my God, I forgot we had that. And you were, like, going through memory lane.
Oh, yeah. It's very personal. Yeah. What about you?
One is extremely personal to me. So mine was my Uncle Tom had old tapes of my grandpa digitalized.
Oh, cool.
And I had like nothing. I mean, we had a few photos, stuff like that. It was old tapes of him in like the Korean War him at the first time he ever went to like Disneyland when Aww. It first opened. And just seeing him on video was amazing because he passed away when I was 12 years old. So it was just amazing to see him like that, and I'll always be thankful for it.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
What do men really want for Christmas? I think girls are fairly easy to buy gifts for. And I don't know about the men in my life. Like my dad, I would always buy him t-shirts and he wouldn't wear them. My fiance, it's the same thing. So I've stopped buying clothes altogether. And then next thing you know, they're going to be like, well, why can't I get a jacket this year? Why can't I get a t-shirt with the Georgia logo on it? Because you never wear them.
Well, yeah.
And what to do.
I feel for you because you buy someone something, you know, something similar year after year, and then they don't use it. Yeah, I don't want to buy it for you anymore. I'll get you something else.
And the thing is, I don't know if you're this way, Tanner. My fiance won't tell me what he wants for Christmas. He'll say nothing. And it's a lie.
I'm confused. So
it's a lie.
So my advice would be something practical, something you know they would use every single day. If he's not going to give you a list, then if you don't like what you get, then that sucks for you. That's my 2 cents.
Well, if you're having a hard time shopping for the men in your life, you are not alone. We got some advice from some wonderful people on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Oh, your dad commented on this.
What did he say?
Mr. Goodfeet Keith.
His name is just Keith.
I call him Goodfeet Keith. It says, really depends on the man, but beer and bacon, anything bacon. Seriously, it's easy the first several years, but then it seems to get a little more difficult. So we just tell each other to make it less stressful and pick up a few little surprises along the way.
Is he talking about him and my stepmom?
I don't know. Well, he definitely doesn't want a t-shirt the way it sounds.
No, he doesn't. Apparently he wants bacon and beer. All right. Well, Nick from Healdsburg says guns. I don't think I can buy people guns.
Chelsea from Santa Rosa said, go to mancrates.com. So awesome. It's unique gifts for all guys you know and wants every gift experience to be a special celebration.
I looked this up and it's pretty cool. It's like a FabFitFun box for men.
I've got one before. They're
Have
awesome.
You really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, call us right now. What do men really want for Christmas?
636-1-HOP. Call us now.
It's Jeff from Roner Park. Good morning, Tanner. Good morning, Amber. Okay, we want tools. That's what we like. We like tools.
We like
things to like yard tools. We like tools to fix the car.
So like a hammer?
Teach us how to fix them.
Yeah, I love getting wrenches.
Tanner, you want like a screwdriver for Christmas or something?
I have one of those, thankfully.
Okay, a monkey wrench maybe? I don't know.
I believe it or not, have one of those
too. Torque wrench.
You know what I would really love? I would love a power tool, power drill. That's what I want.
There you go.
You want one of those, Jeff? Or you have one? You probably have one.
I have a big, huge toolbox full of all kinds of tools.
Okay, you already have them all then.
Right. Well, my kids are buying me a motorcycle helmet.
Okay.
Hey.
That'll work.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I'm on a journey to become a world-class chef. And I cook things like, you know, the take-home ready-to-eat meals from Target, ground beef. I'm figuring out, slowly but surely.
Your famous chili mac.
How could you forget?
I couldn't.
I cannot. Pretty sure that chili mac, like, has a mind of its own.
It's still in my body, and I ate it months ago. Anyway.
I decided to step it up a notch. I was like, if I'm really going to be a world-class chef, I got to do better than chili mac. So when I was at Dano's house for Thanksgiving, his father-in-law and his mother-in-law brought over spatchcock turkey, which means it's basically flat. And I've never seen something like that in my entire life. I was like, what is that? How did you? And they're like, it's called spatchcock. You've never heard of it? And I was like, what sorcery is this?
Yeah, it's just a way of preparing it. It's like butterflying.
Amber, when I say I was obsessed with the idea of that for like a month, I was, because I decided to attempt to spatchcock chicken. Now, I got like a full chicken at Trader Joe's on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't realize what the actual process for spatchcocking is, but it's disgusting is what it is. You gotta like cut out the spine and like rip it out like a
Ew.
Viking. Mm. I almost passed out in the process.
I hope no vegans are listening.
They're probably passing out just thinking about it. But I literally almost passed out in my kitchen because the process, you know, I cut out the giblets, flattened
the
it out.
Giblets.
Flattened it out.
Okay.
And then I just put rub all over it.
What kind of rub?
It was a tequila lime
rub. That sounds good.
It was super good. And okay. I put it in the oven. I didn't really know what I was doing or what temperature was supposed to be out. So I just set it at 150 and I sat around for about 4 hours waiting for the stupid chicken to cook.
I thought the whole purpose of spatchcocking a chicken or butterflying a chicken means it cooks faster.
Apparently not. Apparently not, because I was sitting around my oven for 4 hours waiting for it to get to 165. But I digress. Even though I had no idea what I was doing, it was pretty good.
You think it was good?
What
did you make with it, or did you just make the chicken?
Baked potato.
Baked potato.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm proud of you, dude.
Thanks, man. If you have any recommendations for what I should cook next, give us a call.
6361-HOP.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I am on a journey to become a world-class chef. Ooh. I attempted to spatchcock a chicken over the weekend. It was very interesting. If you have any cooking tips for me, would love to hear from you.
Give us a call at 636-1-HOP.
Good morning, you two. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Megan from Forestville, and I'm driving into work right now to Trader Joe's in Petaluma. But I'm laughing at your spatchcock chicken because you know you could have just bought the chicken already marinated and spatchcocked right at Trader Joe's.
Are you serious? You're messing with me, right?
I'm just laughing at you so hard when I'm driving, and I was like, oh my gosh, did he not look over a little bit further and see if there's one done already?
That just ruined my day.
You know what? I think he needed to learn how to do it and go through the whole process. I think.
Oh, yeah, but it's just really gross.
Yeah.
My name's Nick from Hillsburg. How are you doing this morning? I have some advice for you about cooking. I cook for a living, and you're kind of trying to think about what you want to put on the plate. But a true cook thinks about how they're going to achieve their ingredients, like going to a farmer's market, hiking out in the woods, getting the mushrooms. That gets your mind cranking in the creation of the dish, to where instead of just getting it from the box and kind of like you microwaved something the other day you weren't supposed to microwave or whatever it was, if you started from the beginning with the basic ingredients and the preparation of it, the very end of the meal is easy because you've done the legwork.
Dang.
And that's where with my two sons, I'm trying to teach them to cook, to where they just want to be in the kitchen finishing it, to where I want to go for a hike and get the mushrooms. I want to go to the coast and get the clams, because that gives you time to think about the prep. And then I swear, cooking is so much easier if where you pick a recipe with 5 to 10 ingredients. Go slowly, get the ingredients, and then finally get back in your kitchen and then prep it. And I just wanted to throw that out there for you.
Dang,
wow,
man.
You're a forager, and you're a hunter and a gatherer and a cook and a all the things.
You're a man's man.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week right now on Froggy 92.9.
I was at PetSmart this weekend, and I did something shocking. Something I normally never do. I don't know whether it was like the spirit of the season or the fact that it had something to do with animals, but when they asked me if I wanted to donate money to help shelter pets at checkout, I donated.
That was shocking?
I never do it.
Oh, okay.
I never round up. I never give extra cents for charity at checkouts. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I think that if I do it every single time, that it's just going to add up.
Yeah.
And I'm always giving away all my money.
You're going to go bankrupt from
giving
away.
To charity.
Yeah.
And I mean, I should give to charity more often than I do. But Tanner, is this something you always do, give money to charity at checkout, or do you just do it sometimes?
I just do it sometimes. I wish I was the type of person to do it every single time. But it honestly depends on what
the charity is.
Like if it's St. Jude, I typically do it about 90% of the time.
Yeah.
But if I don't know the charity, I'm typically a little bit skeptical until like I know what I'm donating towards.
That's smart. Chili's always lets you round up if you want to donate to St. Jude.
That's cool.
And I did that too this weekend. I'm telling you, man, I'm in the spirit of the season.
You're just, you know, throwing out, you know, your
80 cents a time.
80 cents at a time will change a life. But well, I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised how much that makes a difference.
You think so?
I think so. I this is a good reminder that I need to start doing this more often.
Well, I was curious if other people do this every single time or if they're like me and they just don't really think about it or do it. So we put up a poll on our Froggy Instagram story. That's at Froggy929. Tanner, what are the results?
56% said yes and 44% said no. They don't do it every single time.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they don't do it every single time.
Amber and Tanner. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What is a holiday or Christmas dish that is special to your household, unique to you, or maybe it's a beverage? Because that's what it is for me. I made my very special eggnog last night, and you're probably wondering, oh, it's eggnog with whiskey, it's eggnog with blah, blah, blah. It's eggnog and 7-Up mixed together. Oh my God, it's so good.
Ew, dude, no. There's no way that's good.
75% eggnog, 25% 7-Up. Before you hate on it, you gotta try it.
No way I'm trying it.
You gotta try it. It's so good. Whenever I mix my spoon in that concoction, there's like a tornado of smells that go in my nose that transport me to being 10 years old again. It's the best, and you need to try it sometime in your life.
You're one of the weirdest people I've ever met in my life, Tanner. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, does your entire family do this? Or is
absolutely.
This is a you thing.
My mom started doing it and she made them for me when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
And I still love them to this day. And if you know, you know. But if you haven't tried it and you're being judgmental, Amber, give it a shot.
No one said I wasn't judgmental. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong either.
You're right.
But, okay, I get it. There are some things that people like in your household that other people just don't get.
Is there something like that for the holidays for you and your family?
I think that it's my dad commented on the Facebook post and said that stuffing stuffs. But what he really means is the cornbread dressing my family makes. Because my fiance would come over and he'd be like, what is this? Because it's not stuffing. It's
right.
Different. And it's made with like shredded chicken instead of turkey. It's a whole thing.
Dang, that sounds good.
It's. I'll have to make some this year. We'll see.
Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. This is what you said.
Ben from Healdsburg says, my mom makes a fruitcake with only orange slices.
And Tammy from Petaluma says, my dad makes special beef jerky for Christmas every year. He adds cinnamon to it. Huh. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Cinnamon to jerky?
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Where's the best place here in Sonoma County to buy like fun, personalized gifts? I am doing some very, 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 very last minute Christmas shopping. But I want things to be very niche to the people I love and care about. I'm saying this as I'm buying them last minute Christmas gifts. But Tanner, do you know of a place where I can buy like, you know, like, for example, you like Star Wars.
Yeah.
So maybe somewhere I can go to buy, like, Star Wars memorabilia or, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm stuck on the custom thing.
Okay.
So you want things customized, right?
Well, yeah.
For generic stuff, I would probably say the gift shop next to the Oliver's in Rincon Valley. It's called Cottonwood Village.
Oh.
But for personalized, I would recommend Hall's Executive Gifts and Awards.
And for like printing and embroidery and stuff like that.
Exactly. Oh. Like if you wanted to like put a name on a blanket or something like that, that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good, thank you for that, Tanner.
Yeah.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Got a couple of great responses.
Susie from Santa Rosa said Tips Roadside Mercantile in Kenwood.
Okay. Rachel from Roner Park says Kindred Fair Trade and Made Local Marketplace. Both are in Santa Rosa. I know Made Local's downtown.
Yeah.
So I might pop on over into Maid's Local after the show today.
Also, if you head over to Sebastopol, there's a bunch of fun little shops over by, not in the Barlow, like the Barlow, by the way, but like
downtown,
okay. Just going around there. That might be an option for you, too.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
During the week of Christmas in December, so this week, we are helping give away 5 vehicles from the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance.
So last week, someone named Ashley thought she was going into her final interview as a finalist to win one of these cars. But what she didn't know is that she was already a winner. So we recorded how it went down.
You're probably wondering, why am I Zooming with Amber and Tanner in the morning? We're doing the final interviews here at Froggy 92.9 with the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance, because we're gifting 5 cars to people across Sonoma County, and you're one of the finalists.
Wow.
That's amazing. So we're really excited to talk to you today. We're also here with Terry and Carlin, and our friend Kathy's right behind you. We just want to know a little more about you. Carlin and Terry have shared some of your story with us, but we were wondering if you're able to share it with us today.
I'm 31. I'm a single mother. I met my kid's father. I met him at a young age. And I ended up in a really domestic violence relationship. There was a lot of domestic violence that went on, and my son witnessed a lot. I actually have scars from it. I went to a really deep, dark place. I left the relationship, and I still was in a dark slump. I managed to get out. I got a restraining order, got a divorce, did all of the whole 9 yards, got full custody of my child, who's now 10, and I raised him on my own. No support from his dad. No anything from that family at all. And then in 2015, I was struck in with my dad's sudden passing. It was really sudden, and it was totally unexpected. And at that point, I didn't want to live. I remember telling my mom, I can't live without him. And then I was diagnosed with lupus back in 2018. I had been complaining of pains, and at that point I was working, but I was tired of working for a company I just wasn't happy with. So I went and enrolled myself in school, and I walked into the counselor's office and remembered, I have no idea what I want to do, but I want to do something.
Well, your story's really incredible and you're really strong. I mean, it's incredible that you're going to school and doing things that you're passionate about, even though you've been through some pretty heavy stuff. So having a car would absolutely mean a lot to you, and it would have you be able to like reach all your goals, right?
Yeah, thankfully school is right now on online, but if
online,
if,
yeah,
and it's kind of hard to be able to get back and forth to school and get my, if he was in school, to get him to school and stuff would be really challenging.
And it's kind of something that would help you to the next pillar of your life, is that correct?
Absolutely. My ultimate goal is to continue. Once I graduate, I want to pick up a career in doing that. But my ultimate goal is to have my master's in business. So I plan to continue my
education.
Right. So how does Ashley react when she finds out she's getting a brand new car?
We'll find out in just 10 minutes.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
So yeah, again, this week, thanks to the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance, we were able to give away 5 cars to people in need. And earlier on the show, we heard Ashley's story. So tell us a little bit about Ashley, Tanner.
Ashley's a mother who escaped a terrible domestic violence situation. She's pursuing her college degree, but her diagnosis with lupus and lack of transportation is currently making life very difficult for her.
So Terry Crozaw from the Crozaw Family Foundation is about to tell Ashley news that's going to change her life forever.
This is not just an interview. We are giving you a car.
Oh, that's all I need.
hard to try and just, I want my son to look at me as like a motivation for his future. Like, I can do this, Mom. Anything he wants to do, he can do it.
You are getting a 2015 Nissan Sentra donated by Farmers Insurance, and our Santa Rosa shop here did the repairs to it so that it would be beautiful for you. You'll also get 6 months of full coverage insurance on the car with Farmers to get you used to the expenses of a car. You'll also get $200 a month in gas cards to help with gas for the vehicle, and $200 a month for a Safeway grocery card, and that will go for 6 months. And then you'll get help with the holidays. We'll give you a $300 target.
Thank you so much.
My late husband started this foundation many years ago. And it was important to him that he'd be able to help people like yourself, especially he had a soft spot for single women with children, and to help you get on the road to life. And you sounds like you're always headed that way.
I'm trying, you know, with this pandemic, it's been so difficult to try and stay positive and trying to do homeschooling with my son. And it's been this semester has been very difficult, yeah. But I keep pushing through just because I know that there's so much more to life.
That is so incredible. So again, we just really want to say thank you to the Crozaw Family Foundation, GNC Auto Body, and Farmers Insurance for helping change lives of people all across Sonoma County.
For more information about the Crozaw Family Foundation's mission, head to CrozawFamilyFoundation.org.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Where should I move in Sonoma County? My lease is up at my apartment in Bennett Valley coming up in a few months, and I'm trying to figure out where in Sonoma County I want to move to. I love Santa Rosa, don't get me wrong, but I'm okay with leaving it. It's just too dang expensive here, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, it's expensive in the general area, I think. Yeah. I don't know if you can avoid it.
I don't think so either.
I hate to be like the bearer of bad news as always.
Yeah.
But where do you want to move to?
I have no idea. I know cost efficiency is probably one of the most important factors. However, I don't want to travel more than 40 minutes to work. You and I get to work at like 4:30 every single morning. And that's a lot of driving for that early.
You also have to think about it in terms of like gas.
Yeah.
If you, the further you move out, the more you're going to spend on gas. And maybe at the end of the day, you might be actually spending the same.
That's true.
And I don't think you're going to get something as nice as you live in now. Like, you're going to have to sacrifice.
I live like 5 minutes away from work right now. And I'm going to miss that, but I do want to move.
All right.
And I'm, you know, would love your input. Send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTannerInTheMorning. Where in Sonoma County should I move to?
Jackie from Pengrove says, Pengrove, we love being far enough away, but super close to everything. It's the best.
And Debbie from Santa Rosa said, stay close to work. Commuting sucks.
I'm a Debbie. Alana from Santa Rosa says, Sebastopol or Windsor. If you keep current work hours, you should be getting to work and getting off work well before commute rush hour traffic.
And five people, including Angie from Petaluma, recommended Petaluma.
I think Petaluma is a good suggestion. Dano lives in Petaluma.
Yeah.
Dano lives in Petaluma. I don't really necessarily know anyone else, but I don't know. What do you think, Tanner?
I don't know. I'm completely open to anything.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
No matter what you celebrate, probably a lot of us are still giving gifts.
Absolutely.
And that includes a lot of wrapping. I was wrapping gifts the other night, and my fiance said, I can't even watch you do that.
What?
What are you talking about? He was just like,
can't even watch you do
that. The way you're wrapping those gifts is just driving me crazy. And I was like, ooh.
Is he like
professional?
Is he a professional gift wrapper? Does he take it like super seriously?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so your fiance.
Exactly.
That is so funny.
Very much, Cole. He's very picky. He takes everything he does so seriously, and that includes down to gift wrapping.
Yeah.
And I'm just such a go-with-the-flow type person. We're complete opposites. That if something's not completely perfect, I'm just like, it's a thought that counts, right?
Yeah.
And I did look at one of his gifts, and it was pretty impeccable.
Yeah?
The wrapping was excellent, yeah.
Does he, like, buy fancy, like, ribbons and bows and stuff like that?
It's not even that. It's the way he wraps the gifts.
That's so strange.
So are you good at wrapping?
Oh, no. I am so bad at wrapping that my family makes fun of me for how I wrap things. And if I even try to wrap things nicely, I get teased more for it. So I just put it together as fast as I can to make everybody laugh.
Okay, you were telling me something earlier before we got on air about what you do if you're short on the wrapping.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it that you do? So say, like, you're missing some of the wrapping on a present.
I just cut out another strip and just tape it over and act like it never happened.
You don't try again. You're just like, ugh. No, okay, no. That sounds like something.
It's a waste of paper.
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
Well, we took a poll on our Instagram. I wanted to know how many people think that they're bad at wrapping.
45% of people say they are absolutely a pro, and 55% of people say they're awful at wrapping gifts.
You know what? That's not that bad. Yeah. I thought there'd be more people that are like, I'm the best.
I know, right?
We actually got a couple of comments on our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/froggy929. I wanted to know how bad you are at wrapping gifts.
Val from Santa Rosa said, I'm good at it since I use gift bags. Genius, that's a good way out of it.
Noelia from Healdsburg says, this year I am leaving them in the shopping bags. I don't have time to wrap grown adult gifts. However, the kids is a different story, but I'll try my best.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
How has your pet ruined Christmas? We want to hear from you right now.
Call us at 636-1-HOP or comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/froggy929.
Well, I told you about this on Friday, Amber. I went out to my living room, you know, just getting ready for work. My presents were completely demolished all over the apartment, and I saw little furry little creature. Her name is Memphis. She was terrorizing all the Christmas presents underneath the tree.
Oh, that's rude of your roommate.
I know, right? Memphis is my cat.
Oh, okay.
And she she does this every single Christmas. She's a sweet cat, but every single time she wants to open all the gifts, chew on the ribbons.
No, she's not.
What?
She's not a sweet cat.
Memphis?
No.
How is she not sweet?
I've literally barely even seen that cat, and now she's destroying your presence.
You saying my cat's not
evil?
Okay, well, I'll phrase it this way. And my very evil cat keeps destroying all my presents.
Evil.
And I hear her yang, 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 chewing
See?
On it in the middle of the night.
How is that sweet? What was that?
Yang, 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 yang. Has your dog ever ruined Christmas presents, maybe a ornament or a part of your tree?
No, because he's a perfect little angel.
Oh, sure. Okay.
No, he really hasn't. He tried to go over there and, like, bite a present, and I was like, no, sir, and he's not done it again.
See, no matter how many times I spray my dang cat with water, whatever, she still will destroy the dang presents.
She doesn't listen to you.
She doesn't. That's clear.
I get that.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. How has your pet destroyed Christmas?
Jessica from Clear Lake says, I currently have a water bottle sitting next to my tree. Tried that, been there, done that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nancy from Santa Rosa says, we had to put a little fence around our tree. When we hired a little teacup male poodle, Jordan, he would lift his leg and end up peeing on the presents.
No. Grandma opens her sweater. She's like, why is it all wet? Lisa from Sebastopol says, our kitten climbed up the live Christmas tree and knocked ornaments off in the process. Some broke, most just ended up on the floor.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Is there someone here on planet Earth that you think deserves a piece of coal for Christmas? Not my fiance,
like an actual brick of coal.
Yeah.
Well, if you have someone, give us a call right now at 636-1-HOP.
Kate from the West Side, Dano.
Why?
Because, you know, I get frustrated, you know. On occasion, I'll tune in when he's on, and I try and call, say hi, and he doesn't pick up the phone.
He's so rude.
You know, I say this with all the love in my heart for Dano. I appreciate Dano. I'm glad he's working out, but man, enough of the feet pics on Instagram.
What?
He's always posting pictures of his feet on Instagram.
I'm so glad I don't see them.
You can find it at Radio Dano, but look, I'm going to show you right now. It's a picture of his feet.
Oh my gosh! No, thank you.
I'm glad you're on this workout journey,
They're
my friend.
They're so hairy.
But I don't want to see your feet anymore.
So you'd give a piece of coal to Dano?
Well, just his feet.
Okay, well, it looks like he's getting two pieces of coal for Christmas. We should leave some in his office.
We should.
Well, for me, I'd like to give a piece of coal to every single person who doesn't use their turn signal when they're driving.
You tell them.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's there for a reason. I can't say it enough. I'm using this platform and my voice to tell you to use your turn signal or you're going to get a piece of coal for Christmas.
Yeah. We're going to have to give a lot of people in Sonoma County a piece of coal for Christmas. I swear, well, people here don't know how to use their turn signal.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But we would love to hear from you. Is there someone out there you'd like to give a piece of coal to for Christmas?
Give us a call at 636-1-HOP. On the line right now, we have Stephanie from Petaluma.
That would be my sister. She seems like she has not been the very best this year. Like,
really?
She threatened to run over her boyfriend.
What?
So, I think I'd give it to her.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner On Demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.